Turkey is often described as a bridge between Asia and Europe, but the metaphor is also a reality for tens of thousands of immigrants who want to enter Europe. Turkey has become the gatekeeper for the European Union. Because restrictions on entry into the EU are tight and getting tighter, the number of those trying to enter illegally is increasing, and Turkish security forces are engaged in an ongoing battle against the people smugglers. Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul.
The Turkish Coast Guard's latest high-speed interceptor is capable of speeds of up to 50 miles an hour. Its primary role is to stop the growing influx of illegal immigrants attempting to cross the narrow Aegean Sea, which divides Turkey and Greece. Here is the gateway to the European Union, and Commodore Osman Atalay and his crew are the gatekeepers. According to Atalay, despite the risks involved, increasing numbers of people are willing to put their lives in the hands of the smugglers.
There are great risks involved. Only last week, we rescued more than 50 people from a sinking boat. If we had arrived 10 minutes later, the boat would have sunk. We are doing our best, but it's very difficult.
The Turkish authorities have intensified their efforts to stop the influx. Last year, 47,000 illegal immigrants were arrested. This year, the figure is expected to be even higher. The EU is urging Turkey to do more, but according to Dr. Kemal Kuşçu of Istanbul's Bosphorus University, the Turkish government believes the EU also bears a share of the blame for the problem.
Europe, I understand, is increasingly putting pressure on Turkey to tighten up its control of movement of illegal immigrants. And on the other hand, Turkey is arguing that the more Europe is tightening up its procedures, the more people are forced to go underground. And that in turn obviously fuels the illegal or mafia-like operations concerning smuggling these people through Turkey and onto Europe.
Istanbul, which for centuries has been one of the centres for trade between Europe and Asia, is again a key centre, this time for the trade in smuggling humans. A bar not far from the city's main port is where people who cannot legally enter Europe find an alternative passage, if they have the money, up to $3,000 to pay off the smugglers. In a room above the bar, a man known only as Michael talks about the business of people smuggling.
The organization is like this. You have a man who has his boat. You have some kind of people like brokers. They can be 5 or 10. So everyone has his quota. So he has to have the exact number requesting by the owner of the boat. So they can move to Pakistan to collect people there. And when they arrive here, they stay one night in the hotel, or one up to 1 week, and from the hotel, he collects them to the boat.
In a nearby hotel, some of the 600 people due to leave on the next boat to Italy are waiting. They come from India, Afghanistan, Pakistan, as well as Africa. All have different reasons for wanting to go to Europe. Some to escape persecution, others to reunite with their families, and some for a better life. But all are prepared to take the risk. Earlier this month, two small boats carrying 299 illegal immigrants were intercepted by the Turkish Coast Guard. Despite the danger, John, who comes from Africa, says he, like many, have no other choice.
Without a visa, you have to take the boat. So me and many friends are being forced into this, paying big money and taking big risks. I want to join my family, and this is the only way into Europe.
It's evening on the city docks. The skyline is lit by the lights of numerous cargo ships moored just outside the city. One of those boats will tonight set sail to Italy. For some, it's the last leg of a long and perilous journey, which has taken them across two continents. For NPR News, this is Dorian Jones in Istanbul.